This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
Wow. Well, you know, we're going to do things a little differently this week. First of all, if you're working on the challenge that Will gave last week, well, you have another week to work on it. The challenge is still on our website if you want to play and have a chance to be the player next week. And the reason we're mixing it up is because today is my last broadcast, and we've invited a special guest to be our player, NPR's Audie Cornish. In the fall, she becomes the new host of this program. So welcome to my nightmare, Audie.
Thank you, I think.
Well, I know you've had some practice at this. You've been a regular replacement for me when I've been away from the program. But this is a little different because apparently we're going to work as a team.
That's good. Right? Will knew I would need the help, I think.
That's right, Will. It's a team puzzle.
It's a team puzzle today.
Great. So, Audie, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Will, Audie, let's play.
All right. Well, here's how it goes, Leanne and Audie. I'm going to give you some statements about words or wordplay. You say whether they're true or false. And if you don't know, take a guess. And I'd be happy to hear your thoughts behind your answer. Here's number one. Fjord, F-J-O-R-D, is the only common five-letter word in which J is the second letter. Here it is again. Fjord is the only common five-letter word in which J is the second letter.
I thought I was a smarty pants for knowing what fjord was, so this is
well,
going to be
being Norwegian,
kind of...
I pine for the fjord.
Right.
It was second letter, a J. Well, there must be some that have vowels. Oh, I'm going to say no. What do you think? I'm
do you
thinking...
Have, I see you writing some things.
Eject.
Oh.
Eject.
There you go.
Cool.
Good going, Leanne.
Eject.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is false because eject also has a J in the second position.
Yay. Team Leanne.
Excellent. Okay, here's your next one. No common word rhymes with month.
Huh.
No common word rhymes with month.
Dunt.
I know. I need to start going through.
True or false?
I think that's true.
All right, I'm going with Audie. We're going to say true.
You are correct. All right, your next one. Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, is the only common five-letter word that can be spelled using only Roman numerals.
Oh.
L is a Roman numeral. V is a Roman numeral. Has to be five letters, right?
Right.
X is a Roman numeral.
Well, there's the word civic.
Go. There you go. So the answer, the statement is false. Civic is another five-letter word that has Roman numerals. Also, vivid, civil, and livid are other examples.
Okay.
All right, your next one. Six different common words can be spelled from the letters O-P-S-T. So take the letters O-P-S-T. You can rearrange those to spell six different common words.
Okay.
True or false?
Six.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Post and stop.
That's exactly what I have written down. Post and stop. Tops.
There we
yes.
go.
Pots.
Pots.
Yes. Okay. You're up to four.
Up to four.
Did we say spots? I've got
spots.
New spots on the
You
brain.
Haven't said spot yet.
We
That's
haven't
five.
Said spot. Okay.
So the question
is
there a
no
sixth?
One.
I think that
I
there
think
is
there
another
isn't.
Word.
No.
Okay, your answer is false?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's true. You overlooked opts, O-P-T-S.
Oh, of course.
All right, I caught you on that one.
Yeah.
All right, here's your next one. Albany is the only U.S. state capital whose last two letters are the abbreviation for its state.
I'm going to say yes, it is the only one.
That is correct. Albany is
Yay.
The only one.
Yes.
I hear high fives there.
High fives all around.
All right, here's your next one. The foot is the only part of the human body whose name is pluralized by changing a double O to a double E.
Oh, now here we go with our parts of the body.
Yeah. Okay. Foot is to feet.
Right. As
tooth is to teeth.
Tooth is to teeth.
There you go.
Nice
so
work,
your answer
body.
Is?
It is false.
It is false. Tooth goes to teeth. Nice. Beijing. B-E-I-J-I-N-G, is the only well-known place name in the world that, when written in small letters, contains three consecutive dotted letters.
Does it have to be another city?
No, just any place name.
What about Fiji?
What about Fiji?
There you go.
She's got Audie's got it down.
We both wrote it.
We both got it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Excellent, excellent. So it's false. All right, here's your last one. Albuquerque, New Mexico is the only state capital with two Qs in its name. Is that true or false?
State capitals.
Again, with the state capitals. What are some other capitals that actually have a Q?
Yeah.
I don't have a Q. No, sorry. I don't know, but I think it's true. What do you think, Audie?
I want to follow your instinct. Okay. I trust you.
I think it's true.
Okay, so Albuquerque, the only state capital with two Qs in its name, and you say true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, Albuquerque is not the state capital of New Mexico.
What?
It's Santa Fe.
Oh, you did.
So the statement is false.
You nasty.
One of those.
I had to end on that.
You did. Thanks a lot, Will.
I know, really.
giving Audie a taste of what she's in for. I just want to say, Audie, you are a really good team member. And for playing our puzzle today, I would like to present you with your very own Weekend Edition.
Oh, my gosh.
Good luck to you, sweetie, when you take over in the fall. I know you'll be great.
Thank you so much, Leanne. We'll miss you.
And, Will, I hope you'll be gentle and kind to her.
I'll be gentle, yeah. And, Leanne, I just want to say it has been we've been doing this puzzle together for almost 20 years.
I know.
Something like that. You're smart. You're good at puzzles, but you're not a smarty pants. That's great. You have great empathy for the listeners. I love how you're so quick at picking up things that people say and incorporating them in what you say. Mm-hmm. I have one other thing to say. Someone asked me recently if the reason you were retiring was so that you and I can get married.
Oh, my dear. Isn't that funny the way that still goes on? But, you know, Will, I'm going to miss doing this with you. It was always the best part of my week. It was so much fun and a chance to, you know, meet people who listen to the program. But I want you to know that I will be listening. I'll be yelling at my radio on Sunday morning. I mean, I thank you for everything that you've done for the show. And I do treasure our friendship and will keep in touch and probably fuel the rumors by saying, I hope to make it up to Westchester County to see your new table tennis club.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Will, very much.
Thank you, Leanne.